6.93% was recorded till 1 PM in the second phase of the assembly polls today. Our correspondent reports that long queues of enthusiastic voters were seen waiting for their turn to exercise their right to vote. Voting began at 7 AM across all 3,502 polling stations in 26 assembly segments of 6 districts in the Union Territory amid tight security arrangements. About 25.78 lakh voters will decide the fate of 239 candidates in this phase. The Election Commission has made elaborate arrangements to ensure free, fair and smooth polling. The Prime Minister has appealed to the voters to cast their votes and play their important role in strengthening democracy. In a social media post, the Prime Minister also extended his congratulations to the young voters who are voting for the first time. Assembly elections are being conducted in 3 phases in the Union Territory. Over 61% polling was recorded in the first phase of assembly elections on the 18th of September, while the third phase of elections covering the remaining 40 assembly segments will be held on 1st of October. The counting of votes will take place on October 8th. A high-level delegation of senior diplomats from 15 countries is visiting Kashmir today to witness the ongoing assembly elections. The delegation comprised diplomats from the US, Mexico, Guyana, South Korea, Somalia, Panama, Singapore, Nigeria, Spain, South Africa, Norway, Tanzania, Rwanda, Algeria, and the Philippines. Campaigning has picked up for Haryana assembly polls. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi today addressed the Jan Ashirwad rally at Gohana in Sonipat in favour of party candidates from 22 assembly constituencies. On this occasion, Mr. Modi highlighted the benefits of Make in India initiative started by the NDA government. Mr. Modi said Haryana has made its place among the top states in sectors like industry and agriculture under the BJP government. Voting for 90-member Haryana Assembly will be held on 5th October and votes will be counted on October 8. Jharkhand co-election in charge of BJP, Himanta Biswa Sarma, has said BJP will contest Jharkhand Assembly elections with JDU and AJSU. He asserted that there is no dispute over seats. Talking to reporters in Ranchi, Mr. Sarma said seat-sharing formula among allies is in final stage and it will be announced in first week of October. The government's flagship initiative, Make in India, has completed 10 years today. During this period, the government has implemented several key measures that have revolutionized India's manufacturing landscape and strengthened our economic growth. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has hailed the completion of 10 years of Make in India initiative. In a social media post, Mr. Modi emphasized that Make in India illustrates the collective resolve of 140 crore Indians to transform the nation into a manufacturing and innovation powerhouse. He reiterated the government's commitment to encourage Make in India through all possible ways. Mr. Modi said that it is noteworthy how exports have risen in various sectors, capacities have been built, and thus the economy has been strengthened. He complimented all those who are tirelessly working to make this movement a success over the last decade. India has become the third most powerful nation in Asia, surpassing Japan and the Asia Power Index. The Asia Power Index report for 2024 indicated that strong post-COVID economic growth has led India to increase its economic capability by 4.2 points. The report also highlights that India performed well across all other resource measures, especially in future resources where its score rose by 8.2 points. Our correspondent reports that this growth suggests that India's youthful population may deliver a demographic dividend in the decades to come, unlike many other countries in Asia. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Home Minister Amit Shah and Defence Minister Rajnath Singh have paid tributes to Pandit Deen Dayal Upadhyay on his birth anniversary today. In a social media post, the Prime Minister emphasised that the concept of Antyodaya, introduced by the great nationalist thinker, will play an invaluable role in achieving the resolution of a developed India. Justice M.S. Ramachandra Rao was today sworn in as the Chief Justice of the Jharkhand High Court. Governor Santosh Kumar Gangwar administered the oath of office to Justice Rao at the Rajbhavan in Ranchi. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.